What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here, coming to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in to my second episode of Uncovered, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. I hope everyone is having a great Tuesday. As you all know, last Wednesday was the first day of the autumnal equinox, aka first day of fall. So prepare to be surrounded by pumpkin spice lattes, and pretty soon the hashtag sweater weather will be trending once again. I've got some great musicians lined up for you today. But first, I'd like to update you all on some things I talked about on the premiere episode of Uncovered last Tuesday. If any of you listened last week, you know that I played a cover of Fetty Wap's Trap Queen and talked about how he was releasing his self-titled debut album, Fetty Wap, on September 25th. Well, he did indeed release his album, but unfortunately, I have some more recent news. This past Saturday, Fetty was involved in a pretty serious motorcycle accident in his hometown of New Jersey. CNN reports that he was riding his motorcycle when he collided head-on with another vehicle. Paramedics treated him at the scene, and he was transported to a nearby hospital. A friend later tweeted a photo of Fetty in the hospital with a splint on his leg, assuring fans that he's okay. So I'm sending my thoughts out to Fetty. He's become incredibly popular over the past few months, and I really hope to see him back in action soon. This show on Uncovered, you're going to hear covers of Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud, Bob Dylan's Make You Feel My Love, and Arctic Monkeys' Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High, as well as a brand new celebrity cover. Like always, I would like to thank you all in advance for listening and supporting up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians and supporting my show, Uncovered. Okay, now let's move into our first artist. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a girl named Madeline Bailey. She's a 23-year-old singer-songwriter from a small town in Wisconsin, but I think she moved to Los Angeles pretty recently. She has over 2 million followers on YouTube, and her YouTube handle is just her name, Madeline Bailey. And that's Madeline spelled M-A-D-I-L-Y-N. M-A-D-I-L-Y-N. Madeline Bailey. She also has a Facebook page listed under her name, as many of these new up-and-coming musicians do. She's actually gotten pretty internet famous due to her cover of Titanium by David Guetta featuring Sia, which she has over 62 million views alone on that video. According to her Facebook page, her Titanium cover charted her as high as number 2 on the US iTunes singer-songwriter charts, which frankly, I didn't even know that was a thing until I read that on her Facebook page. I'm pretty sure I discovered her from that Titanium cover. I'll probably be playing that later on in the season of Uncovered. I also really like her cover of Swedish House Mafia's Don't You Worry, Child. I remember posting that video on my Facebook page and tagging my friend, who's super into YouTube cover artists, and I remember talking with her for a while about how good Madeline is. She's really amazing. Her voice is clear, her range is incredible, and her sound is unique. Another really popular video of hers is her cover of Sia's Chandelier, which is such a difficult song to sing, and she sounds absolutely incredible on it. You'll probably hear that cover later on in the season of Uncovered as well. She definitely uses professional mics, which really help to showcase her talent. She plays the guitar and also the piano. I feel like so many up-and-coming artists nowadays play the guitar. It's kind of like a standard thing nowadays. But I love it when people can play the piano. I really want to learn how to play the piano. I played the violin for about 4 or 5 years when I was younger, and then I switched to the electric guitar because the strings are the same as the violin. I played for a few years, but then became really busy in high school, and I had to stop. But I've always said that I've wanted to learn how to play the piano. But back to Madeline, or Maddie, as she calls herself. It says on her Facebook page that she's signed with a record label, Warner Music Group, which is one of the big three recording companies in the U.S., and also with Play On Records, which I guess is a French company. It also says on her Facebook that she has played shows all over the country as a solo artist, and she also toured around the U.S. and Canada with fellow YouTube musicians Boyce Avenue. And those guys are pretty good too. You guys should definitely check them out. If you search Maddie's name on iTunes, Madeline Bailey, actually a lot of stuff will come up. She has her first EP called Bad Habit, filled with all original songs, as well as full albums of covers and cover singles, which is super cool. She also does little Madeline Minute vlog videos and Get Ready With Me videos on her YouTube channel, along with her cover videos. Now, the song I'm going to play for you guys today is Madeline's cover of Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. She does this song with fellow YouTuber Max Schneider. I had never heard of Max before hearing this cover, but from the second he started singing the beginning verse of the song, I immediately clicked on his channel and subscribed. He's super talented, and it doesn't hurt that he's super cute too. He has his own YouTube channel under his name, Max Schneider. That's Max, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. Again, I'll repeat those after you hear their cover. His channel actually just shows up as his name, Max, in all caps, but if you search Max Schneider, you'll be able to find him. He himself has over 1 million subscribers, and he has a Facebook page as well. I actually discovered through his Facebook page that he, like Maddie, is also signed with a record label called DC D2 Records, formerly known as Decadence Records, which apparently is the company that represents Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, and Travie McCoy. Now, it wasn't very easy to find this guy's personal website, but I eventually did, and man, it's super professional looking, and it made me realize that he's already well on his way to becoming super big. He has a bunch of music out on iTunes. Literally, if you just search Max on iTunes, it's him who comes up, this guy. He has a bunch of singles up, including one with famous rapper Hoodie Allen, and also a few EPs, including his brand new EP, Miss Anonymous, which he just released actually a few days ago. I read on his website that he's going to be going on tour, or he's already on tour, I'm not sure. He's playing shows starting October 6th, and I guess he's going to be going on tour with a girl named Kenzie Nimmo, who coincidentally is a singer I found on Instagram a little while ago, who also has a YouTube channel. So cool how these internet people get together. I have to say, I love YouTube collaborations. There are so many talented musicians on YouTube, and it's so cool getting to see them work together. I'm on YouTube every single day, and I have to say, this may sound really weird, but because I follow so many people on YouTube, some people I go to their channel every single day and watch their new video, I really feel like I know some of these people. And, you know, that may sound really weird to say, but I've been following some of these musicians for a few years now. So that's really cool to be able to see them. I've been seeing them progress and grow as artists. And so when I see two of them getting together to make a song together, it's almost like seeing two of your best friends who you love getting together and really hitting it off. I follow Jenna Marbles, of course, internet superstar. And whenever I see her get together with Shane Dawson, who, if you're on the internet a lot, you know who Shane Dawson is, another very famous YouTuber. It's like, yay, internet friends. It's so cool to see that. I don't know. I feel like you have to be really invested in the internet like I am to feel this way. But anyway, the song that I'm going to be playing you guys today is Maddie and Max's cover of Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. If you joined me last week on Uncovered, you know that I talked about Ed Sheeran at length and all of his successes in the UK and the US. You also know that I love Ed Sheeran. I think he is incredibly talented. He can sing, he can play the guitar, he can rap, and he's even besties with Taylor Swift. The guy's the whole package, and I can't wait until he releases another album. Ed Sheeran actually released Thinking Out Loud as a single about a year ago, but he also included it on his latest album, Multiply. In June 2015, Thinking Out Loud became the first ever single to spend a full year in the UK top 40, and the song currently holds the record as the most streamed song on Spotify. Thinking Out Loud is also widely popular in the US. It's actually his highest charting single in North America, peaking at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. I love this song. It's soulful and sweet, and Ed Sheeran sounds incredible on the track. They still play it all the time on Bay Area radio stations, even though it's over a year old. So, without further ado, here is Madeline Bailey and Max Schneider's cover of Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, here on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks?
Baby, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. I'm thinking about how
people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just a touch of a hand. And me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. Thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are.
When your hair's all gone and my memories fade, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you'll still love me the same.
Honey, your soul can never grow. Oh, it's evergreen. And baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe it's all part of a plan. I just keep on making the same mistakes, hoping that you'll understand. then baby now, take me into your loving arms, kiss me under the light of a thousand stars, place your head on my beating heart, I'm thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are. Maybe we found love right where we are. Maybe we found love right where we are.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered, live here on Penguin Radio. That was Madeline Bailey and Max Schneider's cover of Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. How incredible are they? Those harmonies, though. Amazing. I love a good harmony. I feel like sometimes people overdo harmonies, like they do the entire song in harmony, and it gets old really fast. But I love how they just did the chorus in harmony. It made the song sound so gentle and so sweet. And I feel like that's mostly because of Maddie's voice. Sometimes she has such an innocent sound to her, and she has such a great vibrato. Max's voice sounded a little bit more rugged on this track than on his other videos. This song really showcased his range, and I personally think that their voices paired really nicely together. Fun fact, they actually performed this cover totally live. So even though they used their professional mics, which I talked about last week, how I liked the raw sound better than when people use professional mics, they did the cover entirely live, which brought a little rawness to it. I will mention also that they both actually make professional videos to go along with their covers, which is something I kind of talked about last week, how I really like the homemade at home feel to some people's YouTube videos, but they actually make professional videos. But they're both so good. It's like, how can you hate on that? You can buy this cover single on iTunes under either of their names. I'm a huge fan of both of these singers, and I really hope you enjoyed their cover. Once again, their YouTube handles are Madeline Bailey, that's M-A-D-I-L-Y-N, Madeline Bailey, and Max Schneider, that's Max S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. They're both also on Facebook, and I would highly recommend you check them out. But now I think we're going to go to just a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio. Welcome back to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Just before the break, I played Madeline Bailey and Max Schneider's cover of Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. Amazing cover, amazing artists. It was a good time. But don't feel bad if you missed it. I have another artist coming up right now. The next musician that I want to play on the show is Krista Hughes. Okay, so this girl has literally no information about herself on her YouTube page. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Krista Hughes. And that's Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A, Hughes. She has a Facebook page attached to her YouTube channel, but the link is broken, and there's also a broken Twitter link. However, upon further research, I was, in fact, able to find her Facebook and Twitter pages. Woohoo! Internet stalking! Okay, so I discovered on her Facebook page, Krista Hughes Music, that she's 22, and she's from Coal City, West Virginia. She also apparently has an album with two songs that have become favorites on local radio stations. Now, Krista's sound is definitely super country. And I have to admit, I was never a very big fan of country until recently. Until Taylor Swift and Lady Antebellum and the band Perry brought country more into the pop scene, I was never really that big on it. But now, I can confidently say that I can get down with a little country. I'm not a diehard fan. I don't go to Stagecoach every year like one of my besties does, but I can get down with it. I feel like Krista has a very mature voice, which actually took me aback when I first discovered her on YouTube a while ago. She's got a great rasp and great vibrato and a great country lilt to her voice. She's also a very talented guitarist. So after stalking, I found her Twitter page and I checked it out. And I found out why this girl has been a bit MIA from YouTube lately. Apparently, she just auditioned for The Voice last week. If you guys tuned in to Uncovered last week, you know that I mentioned how I love singing competition shows and how the season premiere of The Voice was last Monday. Now, when I found out about Krista being on The Voice, I totally thought I had somehow missed her audition because I wasn't able to watch the entire premiere episode last week. I knew she had said on her Twitter that she made it to the blind auditions. I know there's like a preliminary audition before the blind auditions, and she said that she had made it to the blind auditions. But I didn't know if her audition was going to be on TV or whatever because I didn't see her. I thought I had totally missed her. But that's not true. I 100% saw her face last night after the episode of The Voice on the promo for tonight's episode. So she's totally going to be on tonight's episode of The Voice. How cool is that? You guys should definitely check it out. It's on at 8 p.m. on NBC. I love seeing these YouTube people making it. It's amazing. It really shows you how many talented people there are out on the internet. Today I'm going to be playing you Krista's cover of Bob Dylan's Make You Feel My Love. Now, I personally thought this was Adele's song, but it was actually originally written by Bob Dylan. I just recently learned that it was first commercially released by Billy Joel, and then Bob Dylan released his version, and then later Adele created her cover of the song. I think Krista's intention was to cover the Bob Dylan version of the song, but I'm not entirely sure. Sidebar. Bob Dylan was actually one of the first concerts I ever saw. Eric Clapton was actually the first, but Bob Dylan, I think, was like the second concert I ever saw. I saw him in Berkeley, and he was a total classic, but I have to say he's definitely getting very old. I think he's 75 now, 74, but a classic nonetheless. I think it's important to talk about Adele a little bit, though, because she was the one who really introduced this song to my generation, I think. Adele released a cover of this Bob Dylan song on her first album, 19, in 2008. That was the album with the song Chasing Pavements on it. What happened to her, though? She released her second album, 21, it seems like so long ago, in 2011. But then she kind of disappeared off the pop scene. I think she had a baby, and I know she had vocal surgery fairly recently. But I'm basically on the edge of my seat here, waiting for her to drop more music. I personally am a huge fan of Adele. I think she's amazing. She also has some phenomenal credentials. Her album, 21, has been certified 16 times platinum in the UK and is the fourth best-selling album in the UK of all time. In the US, it has held the top position longer than any album since 1985 and is certified diamond. The album has sold 30 million copies worldwide. The success of 21 earned her numerous mentions in the Guinness Book of World Records also. She is the first woman in the history of the Billboard Hot 100 to have three simultaneous top 10 singles as a lead artist, and the first female artist to simultaneously have two albums in the top five of the Billboard 200, which is the album version of the Billboard Hot 100, and two singles in the top five of the Billboard Hot 100. 21 is her second album, which was the album that really made her incredibly popular in the United States, is the longest running number one album by a female solo artist in the history of the UK and the US album charts, which is pretty cool. In 2012, Adele was listed at number 5 on VH1's 100 Greatest Women in Music, and Time magazine named her one of the most influential people in the world. In 2013, she received an Academy Award, a Grammy Award, and a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song for her song Skyfall, which she wrote and composed for the James Bond film of the same name. But back to Krista. Right about now, I'm going to play you Krista Hughes's country cover of Make You Feel My Love, originally written by Bob Dylan, but made very, very famous to my generation by Adele. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Crawling down the avenue.
Thanks for tuning in. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Krista Hughes' cover of Make You Feel My Love, originally written by Bob Dylan. Such an amazing country cover. Could you notice how mature her voice sounded? This girl is only 22 years old, but she sounds like she's been singing forever. I also feel like her voice has so much emotion. It just drew me into the song. I think that this version of the song is so unique and so different from the original by Bob Dylan, and also different from Adele's really, really soulful version. I'm a huge fan of Krista's, and I really hope you guys enjoyed her cover. Make sure you go check out her YouTube channel. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Krista Hughes, and that's Krista spelled K-R-I-S-T-A. If you're just now tuning in and you missed the first two segments of my show, I played some awesome covers of Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud and Bob Dylan's Make You Feel My Love just now. If you wanted to check these covers out later, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under my show name, Uncovered. The next artist that I'm going to play is a girl named Helen. She's a singer-songwriter from Bucharest, Romania. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Helen. But whenever I try to find her by just searching her name, I can never get to her page. So I'm not really sure what to tell you there. It just says her name is Helen on the YouTube channel. I have her page bookmarked so I can always find it. I found her pretty recently on YouTube, but from the few videos she's posted, I can already tell that she is super talented. Her voice is so clear, and her sound is really honest. She makes all of her covers sound so effortless. But she's one of those people who doesn't have any information on their YouTube page either. She has a Facebook page attached to her YouTube, but again, there's very little information available. I did learn, however, from her Facebook page that she has apparently written for top artists in Romania, and it's just now that she's coming out with her own music. It also says that she has a very solid jazz background, very solid jazz background in quotes, because I'm not sure what that means at all. But I'm guessing that she is a musician. On her Facebook page, she describes her sound as indie/electro/pop. But that's all the information I have about her. That's the thing about YouTube musicians. Some of them give you a ton of information about them and how to reach them on their social media. And some of them I literally have no information about. Usually I can kind of do my own research, aka stalking. But I've had a hard time finding anything about this girl. She has a SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/HelenMusicHelen. Again, I don't know her last name or anything. And there's a few songs on her SoundCloud, but that's all I know about her. She's a mystery. So instead, right now, I'll tell you a little bit about the original artist. Today, I'm going to be playing you Helen's cover of Arctic Monkeys' Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High? Arctic Monkeys are a British rock band that formed back in 2002. They've released 5 albums and have won several Brit Awards. Their debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, crazy long name, that album is the fastest selling debut album by a band in British chart history. And in 2013, Rolling Stone ranked it number 30 on their greatest debut albums of all time. Now, I'll be honest with you, as I often am, I'm not super familiar with Arctic Monkeys. First off, I definitely thought that the name of their band was The Arctic Monkeys, but it is, in fact, just Arctic Monkeys. I tend to think of Arctic Monkeys as a pretty indie band, indie rock. The only song I really know and like by them is Do I Wanna Know, which they play on Live 105 pretty often. And there's actually the band Churches does a really awesome cover of that song in the BBC Live Lounge on their YouTube channel. I only recently heard this song, Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High, because Miley Cyrus covered it on an MTV Unplugged special back in February. The song was released as the third single from their fifth album, AM, in August 2013. And another really popular song of theirs that some of you may know or have heard of is I Bet That You Look Good on the Dance Floor. Seems like they like to use extremely long song names, which is kind of funny. So I was reading up on Arctic Monkeys this past weekend to prepare for my show. And I learned that they were heralded as one of the first bands to come to public attention via the internet through fan-based sites rather than from the band, with commentators suggesting that they represented the possibility of a change in the way in which new bands are promoted and marketed. This is a topic that I am super interested in. In fact, my senior thesis project is all about how social media is changing the way that music is being shared amongst people, and how social media and the digitization of music is changing the music industry. So when I read that, I was really excited to learn more. I read a super interesting piece by a writer named Laura Barton on The Guardian, and she said that Arctic Monkeys' success is born of a, quote, DIY marketing campaign, an internet phenomenon that has allowed the band to flourish despite not receiving much airplay. I love learning about bands that have made it on the internet. I think it's becoming increasingly more popular that you hear that, more common that you hear that. And I love that. Barton at The Guardian also said that the simple fact that the internet has allowed a fledgling band's music to be heard without label assistance has heralded a joyous new musical socialism. Wow, a lot going on in that sentence, but really, really interesting stuff that she said. Apparently, Arctic Monkeys released their first few singles and their very first album on their own startup record label. They were already fairly popular when they were eventually signed to independent record label Domino in 2005. So that's super cool. I think that the internet and music streaming platforms and websites that allow users to upload their own content, like YouTube, are amazing, and they're totally changing the landscape of music consumption today. I can't wait to see what the future of music sharing holds. It's incredible. I can't even picture what's going to happen in the future. Now, I'm going to play you Helen's cover of Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High by Arctic Monkeys. This is Uncovered with DJ Soundwave here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
The mirror's image tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving. Decided that once again I was just dreaming. Now it's 3 a.m. and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls, and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker talking the same shit. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. Incapable of making all right decisions. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you reply. Why'd you only call me when you're high? See you here, wonder where I might. Sort of feels like I'm running out of time. Haven't found what I was hoping to find. You said you gotta be up in the morning, gonna have an early night. You starting to bore me, baby. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Why?
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Helen's cover of Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High by Arctic Monkeys. Isn't her voice so clear? And like I mentioned before the break, her voice is so effortless. I feel like some of these up-and-coming artists nowadays try so hard to make their voice sound a certain way, especially I've found when it comes to people who describe their sound as indie. They know what a lot of popular indie artists sound like, and I just see that all the time. People trying to sound like these popular indie artists, and it really doesn't work out for a lot of people. It's not unique enough. That's not unique enough for them to make it. It's rare that you find such natural talent like you do in this girl, Helen. That being said, I'm not really sure what kind of artist she is. Her Facebook page said she was indie/electro/pop. But I'm not really sure what kind of genre I can see her in. She hasn't posted that many videos on her YouTube page, so I haven't really been able to figure it out yet. The lead singer of Arctic Monkeys has a pretty distinct voice, so it's really interesting to hear somebody else cover this song, especially a woman, because the lead singer of Arctic Monkeys is a guy. So it gives it a really different sound. She actually recorded this cover outside, so if you hear construction or cars in the background, that's what that is. There's a guy on the piano, but he's not credited at all on her YouTube video, so I'm sure he's just a friend of hers. Once again, her YouTube channel is just her name, Helen. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to go to a very short break now, but stay tuned after for today's celebrity cover. Just a hint, there might very well be some twerking involved, so stay tuned. This is Uncovered with DJ Soundwave here on Penguin Radio. Yeah,
acesa. Que beleza! Hoje é dia da gente sair por aí e curtir o verão. Com certeza, a natureza fez você assim tão linda. Vem, menina, pra gostar de mim.
What's up, guys? We're back. It's DJ Soundwave here, and you're listening to Uncovered live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again so much for tuning in. If you missed the first few segments and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week, again at radio.dominican.edu. under Uncovered. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. If you all tuned in last week, you know that I'm going to close off each show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's song. And like I hinted just before the break, today, it's the one and only Miley Cyrus, Mally. Soon, you'll be hearing Miley Cyrus cover the Dolly Parton classic, Jolene. Now, I don't care what you say about Miley Cyrus. She is incredibly talented. I saw her live in concert for her Bangers tour a few years back. And when she started singing Landslide acoustic, it was then that I really, truly realized how amazing and talented Miley Cyrus is. I know a lot of people have been freaking out over how she's been acting a lot more sexual lately, especially when she twerked on Robin Thicke at the 2013 MTV Video Music Awards. But you know what? I don't mind that at all. She's only 22 years old. She's my age. And she's just having fun. I know that her crazy antics now don't fit very well with her former Disney Channel image, but, you know, what can you do? People grow up. And not to mention, she's been tremendously successful throughout her career thus far. She's easily one of the most recognizable pop stars in the world. I'm sure you all know that she hosted this past year's VMAs. When she cut her hair in a pixie cut, I cut my hair in a pixie cut because she looks amazing. I think that anywhere around the world, people will know who Miley Cyrus is and what she looks like. And her net worth is over $160 million. Let me remind you, she's only 22 years old. She also actually just released a 23-song album entirely for free on her website, which is super cool. She has country roots from growing up in Tennessee and from her father, country western singer Billy Ray Cyrus. And I personally think that you can really hear that country in her voice. She started as more of a country pop singer, and now she's kind of transitioned fully into the pop scene. Today, you're going to hear Miley Cyrus cover country music superstar Dolly Parton's song Jolene. Dolly Parton is the most honored female country performer of all time, and she's actually Miley's godmother. Dolly has 41 career top 10 country albums, a record for any artist, and in 1999, she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Jolene is a super popular song. It was ranked number 217 on Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest songs of all time. And according to Dolly Parton, it is the song most recorded by other artists of all the songs she has written. Miley recorded this version of the song as part of her Backyard Sessions, which was a series of acoustic performances that she recorded in her backyard. She produced some really great tracks from that series. and she even released some new backyard session videos pretty recently to commemorate the launch of the Happy Hippie Foundation, which is an organization that she recently created to support homeless youth, LGBT youth, and other vulnerable populations. I personally think that everything Miley has been doing to support the LGBT community is really great. She's using her fame as a platform to stand up for causes that she believes in. And really, what more could you ask for from a pop star? It's amazing when people do that. And I think, honestly, it's almost a responsibility. You have a sort of responsibility now. If you are that famous, so famous that you are known across the world, you should be using your fame as a platform to make a change in the world if you see fit. I follow her on Instagram, and I also follow her on Facebook. And she was just recently, this past week, up in British Columbia doing some work with a nature organization to try to save the British Columbia wolves and preserve the wolves' habitat, which is also great. I know she's a huge animal lover. She has many dogs. I know she owns a pig as well, and I think she has some cats now. I'm all for Miley Cyrus. But enough talking. Here is Miley Cyrus's cover of Dolly Parton's song, Jolene, here on Uncovered with DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, guys. This is Uncovered with DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Miley Cyrus is amazing. I don't have anything else to say. How can you not love that cover? You can really hear the country in her voice. She is such a dynamic artist. She fits in the country scene. She fits in the pop scene. She can do anything, and she is just brimming with talent, I tell you. If you're someone who's not a huge fan of Miley Cyrus, you should go listen to more of her work, because I don't know if I ever wasn't a huge fan of Miley Cyrus, but I've only gotten to like her more and more. And especially for the things that she stands up against, her, the causes that she represents and stands up for, it really makes me admire her even more. That is about all for now for our show today. If you like what you've been hearing, make sure to tune in next week to my third episode of Uncovered. I'll be playing three more covers for you guys, as well as closing off the show with a brand new celebrity cover. For now, remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.